Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Dry Bones by Craig Johnson. Narrated by George Guidel. Chapter 1. She was close to 30 years old when she was killed. A big girl. She liked to carouse with the boys at the local watering holes, which of course led to a lot of illegitimate children. But by all accounts, she was a pretty good single parent and could take care of herself and her brood. One night, though, a gang must have jumped her. They were all younger than she was. They had numbers. They might have even been family, and after they broke her leg and she was on the ground, it was pretty much over. There was no funeral. They killed her and left what remained there by the water, with the sediment from the forgotten creek built up around her, layer after layer, compressing and compacting her to the point where the bones leached away and were replaced by minerals. It was as if she'd turned to stone just to keep from being forgotten. It's interesting how her remains were found. Her namesake, Jennifer Watt, was traveling with Dave Bauman, the director of the High Plains Dinosaur Museum, when they got a flat. Not an unusual occurrence on the red roads the ranchers used for the more inaccessible areas of their ranches, where the larger chunks of shale attacked sidewalls like tomahawks. The bigger rock is cheaper, but it's also the size of bricks and has lots of sharp edges, edges that like to make meals of anything less than 10-ply. Dave had been trying to squeak another season out of the tires on the 67 Land Rover, but there they stood, staring at her right rear with a distinct lack of round.